హలో, నమస్తే, సలాం వాలేకుమ్, సస్త్రీయకాల్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అనదర్ సెషన్ విత్ యువర్ వాషఫ్ ఎట్ వారేవా డాట్ కామ్. యునో, ఐఎమ్ సో ఎక్సైటెడ్ బికాస్ ఫస్ట్లీ వీఆర్ ఇన్ ద న్యూ స్టూడియో అండ్ దీస్ షోస్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి సో ఆసమ్ బికాస్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్అట్ విత్ సమ్ ఆసమ్ రెసిపీస్. టుడే ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు షో యూ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫేవరెట్ డిష్ ఆఫ్ మైన్, బట్ వెరీ సటిల్, వెరీ టేస్టీ, ఫెనల్ అండ్ పెప్పర్ చికెన్. దిస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి అ డ్రై అండ్ అ ఫంటాస్టిక్ స్నాక్ టు ఈట్ with awesome subtle flavor of coconut. For this preparation, you know, I have got chicken. Today I'm going to use chicken on bone, and very simply we're going to season it with little bit of salt. You know, just add half a teaspoon or 1 teaspoon of corn flour, that's it, and then mix this chicken so that it coats with this corn flour well. You know, the reason why I added little corn flour is, you know, when you fry the chicken, you don't want the juices from the chicken to get out, and this corn flour will give a nice little bit coating onto this. After that, just fry it. Always remember, chicken is brined. That means I put a little bit salt and water and pieces of chicken and let it rest for at least 6 hours, then the chicken will become nice and tender. Okay, now some more pieces to go in here. When I was mixing the chicken with the corn flour, I added very little salt. The reason why I added little salt was because the chicken was already brined and there is good amount of salt in the chicken. Now you can see that these chicken pieces are cooked well, and wow, now the frying part is all done. So now let's go ahead and toss this chicken in the awesome pepper and fennel. Now we're going to cut these onions. We're going to chop. You know, chopping is very easy. You know, just you know, I love to chop onions. Just make sure you chop the onions really fine. Now we're going to take some oil in a pan, and we're going to add some finely chopped garlic and finely chopped ginger. Okay, just toss them a little bit. You know what? In this, add some chopped onion. A little bit of salt. We're going to add some curry leaf and just toss them. I don't want the onions to be, you know, brown or anything. I just want them to, you know, coat and give a nice taste with this pepper and fennel. Add some of this fennel into this ding chick and just crush them. We're going to add some of this fennel and crushed pepper. And also, we're going to add the pieces of chicken into this. Okay, and just toss them in this onions. And this is going to be very, very tasty, but nice peppery and nice strong flavor. But in the last, we're going to add some coconut milk. And you want this coconut milk to dry out along with this curry leaf and pepper and fennel. See, even though you can see some of the juices here, in just few seconds this will dry out. So now you can see this, all the coconut milk is mixed up with this oil. And lastly, wow, what an aroma here. Just sprinkle in some chopped coriander, just toss it one more time. This is my favorite fennel and pepper chicken with little touch of coconut milk. Wow. You know, check this out. Look at these pieces of chicken, nicely coated with fennel and pepper. Just small piece of it. Wow, just magic. Super. Let me switch off the flame, toss it one more time. You know, I hope you enjoyed today's session of learning how to make this very simple pepper, fennel and coconut dry chicken. But do not forget, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at whatever.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Thank you.